Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Ruse and Shine podcast,
a season dedicated to practical insights on how to redesign your career and a live experiment to test our insights in real life.
Featuring us, the Swedish sisters, Josefine Ruse and Victoria Ruse Olsson.
Based in the US and the UK, we share experiences from our international lives and careers. Welcome to Season 2 of the Ruse and Shine podcast.
So Josefine, why are we having a Season 2?
Well, we decided to dedicate a full season of the Ruse and Shine podcast on how to redesign and create your dream career.
Yes, because we really believe that everyone deserves a healthy, purposeful, and connected career. And we also believe that's possible for us, anyone, most people, to create.
So stay tuned, as today we are going to share the four cornerstones to a successful career, as well as give you our self-assessment tool and try it on ourselves.
Yes, especially on you.
more on that, which will provide you with the insights you need to start making the changes that you may need in your career.
Yeah. So we're doing this right now for a number of reasons. So first of all, we're having this global pandemic, as we all know. But as a consequence, lots of job losses and hardship, resilience. And also, I think for many, a desire for more. Like there's a new normal that we're looking to create that gives and sparks many ideas.
And in this context, we had started to write a book to inspire people on their career redesign journey. And then a few things happened.
Yeah. And especially something happened to you, Josefine.
Yes. So as a result of the pandemic and as a result of everything going on right now, I'm leaving Colombia. I'm moving with my husband to the UK, Brighton, where he's going to start a PhD. And I am going to, for the benefit of all of you listeners, do a live experiment of how to identify, create, and design a career.
Yes. And this experiment is kind of starting today, because tomorrow you are on the flight to the UK.
Yes, I'm packing the bags. My husband is already there. I am bringing the kids. And tomorrow we start.
So in the midst of this crazy times that we're right in, so this will be an awesome example, I think.
Yeah, so really, the idea was then to why not test the ideas and the thoughts that we have that we are already starting to put into this book? Why not test it on me, who's actually going to do this? Maybe even in a bit of an extreme way, as I'm actually moving to a new place where I don't have that many contacts in Brighton, where I have some of the things, of course, I'm going to bring with me from my old career, but certainly a new job or a new means of making a living are going to be created. So why not test everything that we are creating and share it with you and bring you guys along on the journey?
Yeah, and I do have a question, though, Josefine. Is this a career change that you're doing because you have to or because you want to?
Great question. Yes and no. So, and you know this, that for many years I have both had a career that I have loved Because there are aspects of my previous career at the UN that I really enjoy. It has had a strong sense of purpose, which has brought me to that career, mm-hmm. as well as a strong sense of adventure and travel. But there are also things in my career that I have been wanting to change. I've had signals, signals being emotions and feelings that I've now started to tap in and listen to, that I do want to change the form in which I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to find more joy, and essentially I like to spend more time where I have most drive and energy, and doing less of what I like the least. So yes, this is time for growth. It is something that I want and have been looking for to change, but it come on much quicker than I had thought, given the pandemic and the situation that we're in.
Yes. Which really means, Josephine, that you are not on your own, right?
Exactly.
And that's another reason why we're doing this now, because there are so many people that have lost their jobs, that are between jobs, that have been furloughed. All of that is really happening. So we felt that we could maybe contribute in the Roots and Shine way by sharing inspiration and insights and a little bit of a pep talk. So to everyone that is listening, if you are in the midst of a career change, we really hope to be able to support you. For those of you who are maybe a little bit like me, very happy in the career, it's also an opportunity to check in on that career. But Josephine, you did a great job preparing research for us.
Well, I was looking into the UK market, my new home country,
mm-hmm.
and
how hopeful.
Yes, where over the past 3 months, the number of people claiming out of work benefits more than doubled and uh-huh. reached 2.7 million in July. And the number of employees on UK payrolls fell by 730,000 from March to July as related to COVID and to the economic downturn that this has created.
So here in the US, it's similarly gloomy figures, I'd say, with about almost in May, there were about 20 million people unemployed. So we're really like, this is the lowest on record in the post-World War II era here. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And also in our home country, Sweden, it's also not looking that awesome.
No, 177,000 people said that they had no income in the month of May as a result of COVID-19.
Yeah. And certain industries then are, of course, also hit harder. So our background and my background in particular is coming from the hospitality industry. And I have so many people in my network that have lost their job at the moment. So, which is also a little bit devastating, because if for people who have spent their entire career in one industry and now there are no jobs in that industry, they are really having a hard time too.
And of course, I mean, our family runs a family business hotel. And of course, that's exactly what we've been seeing in there.
Yes.
So in that sense, quite dark times, a great time to start a career hunt, right?
Yeah.
No, but a lot of us have to do it right now, have to change their career. But there's also plenty of people, I would say, any normal day, with or without a global pandemic, that want to change.
Yes.
And a lot of people that want to make a tweak and want to be inspired how to make this tweak. So yes, time to evaluate and check in on your career.
So if we have some new listeners joining, I mean, we have been doing this podcast for 2 years already, but for our new listeners, Josephine, who are you?
Yes. So very brief, 15 years of living and working in countries affected by conflict. So I'm a peace building expert by profession, a certified mediator and a conflict analyst. I am very passionate about health and yoga. And of course, I just left the UN in Colombia to embark on my new journey in Brighton. And therefore, I'm your designated test person on whether you can or cannot successfully recreate or create or redesign your career in about 4 to 6 months. Who are you, Victoria?
So I'm your sister, and I'm also a senior leadership consultant with over 20 years of working with leaders across the globe, which is really my big passion. I'm the author of the Wall Street Journal best-selling book, Everyone Deserves a Great Manager. Those two words are really long to say. Anyway, I've lived and worked in 10 different countries. And right now I'm living with my family in Atlanta in the US, working for Franklin Covey.
So, of course, we're going to tap into a lot of your leadership and coaching skills and expertise as we carry on with this season two.
Yes, and we're so excited about this. So do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about how it's going to work, the setup?
Absolutely. So we'll release our episode on a monthly basis, which will be form of a coaching session. So we'll follow a structure around what we believe are the four key cornerstones of an amazing, joyful, purposeful, connected career.
So as you can tell, we love the superlatives, like the big words.
So we will identify what are the key factors for a healthy, purposeful, connected, and wealthy career and what that might mean for you.
Mm-hmm.
So each episode or session, we could see it as, will be structured almost as a coaching session, which will be filled with questions, inspiration, and practical assignments for me to complete until the next episode. And of course, me, because I'm the guinea pig here, but the idea is that you can then follow along, any of the listener, to follow along and carry out some of these assignments. So really to keep you inspired and motivated during your journey.
Yeah. And so how do you feel about this, Josephine, being our kind of guinea pig here?
Well, I feel excited, a tad nervous, a lot of spotlight here on on how we go. But I really think that we had so much material that we wanted to test. Mm-hmm. And this is a great way of doing that. Obviously, this year turns out quite different from the one that I had originally planned.
Remember when we did our vision boards?
Exactly. We had these beautiful vision boards of 2020. My idea of the second half of the year was to really enjoy Colombia. We've been moving so much, so just ripe the benefits from not having to move and just, slowly develop into 2021. But also, I thought my horoscope is a little bit fun there because it has been saying all of the time that, 2021 is my big year. So maybe this happens for a reason, and it really kickstarted me to actively dig into my future career.
Yeah, good. So that's so interesting because I'm thinking back to my horoscope and it said that the spring would be extremely hectic and provide different kinds of challenges. And that's so true. I mean, for our regular listeners, you know that my husband ended up stuck on the wrong side of the ocean and we didn't see him for 5 months. And I've been full time working, embracing this new live online world. And it's, yeah, the horoscope. I'm just really carefully going to read my next year.
So just to double check, Europe is now the wrong side of the ocean?
Yes, from my paradigm. If I live in the US, it's like, and we are supposed to live here, that's the wrong side then. All right, so let's just begin now, okay?
Yes. So our idea on how to successfully redesign or design your career.
Yes, we believe that there are four cornerstones to a successful career: health, purpose, connection, and wealth. So if we don't have a balance and if we don't have these in place, we claim that your career is not really successful.
Mm. And in order to evaluate whether you should start your career redesign journey or where you should start in your career redesign journey, we created the self-assessment because everyone loves self-assessments.
Including us.
Including us. And it's available under the PEP sheets on our website, ruthandshine.com. Mm-hmm. And we will, of course, walk it through with you here.
Exactly. And kind of start doing the assessment with you, Josephine, so that we know which cornerstone we should start working on first. right?
Exactly, because this gives an indication of where there might be more or less focus needed.
All right, so let's start with our first cornerstone, health. So really what we've done for each cornerstone, there are like three subcategories, if you wish, where the first one is about knowing. Do we really know what it takes for us to be healthy? And when we say healthy, we're talking physically, mentally, emotionally. So those are the aspects. So if you're using the pep sheet or not right now, that's what we want you to have in mind. Then the next step of knowing is actually doing, because a lot of times we do know what's important and what we should be doing, but are we really doing it? So that's the second step. And the third step then is also to take a little bit of a time out and check in. How am I feeling about that? What are my feelings associated to this cornerstone? So just to get a little bit more of in-depth reflection on maybe why I'm doing it so well or why I'm not doing it so well. Does it seem like a chore or something that I'm excited about? So yeah, those are the three things. So Josephine, why don't you start by just sharing with us, how are you feeling? If you give yourself a quick self-assessment here about your health when it comes to knowing and doing and feeling.
Yes. So knowing, being a little bit of a health nerd, passionate about health, I feel like I know quite a lot about the things that I need to do in order to feel physically and emotionally well, because they're so tied together.
Yeah,
I know that I need to exercise quite regularly in order to really feel happy, motivated and strong. And I also know what I should or shouldn't be eating. Mm-hmm. And this is really connected. I also then know a number of things that just makes me feel happy on an everyday basis, like journaling and meditating and having a little bit of magic sometimes in my life. But those are things that contribute to my health. And on the doing part, the quarantine, I know for many, the quarantine has been challenging in a negative way. For me, it's actually given me the routines maybe that I needed to really focus on my health.
Yeah.
So I really managed to follow an exercise regime. I actually today completed 30 weeks of doing this app three times a week.
Oh, that is amazing, because it's a hard app, I know.
So that just feels really good. I also not stop going to work enabled me to prepare my own food and so on, which also boosted my health. A little bit less well on the journaling. I picked that up lately. And also a bit of stress now related to the move to Brighton. So the sleep has been a little bit negatively impacted.
Yeah.
But on the big picture, I do feel like I know. I do feel like I do most of what I know and feeling relatively good about the health aspect.
That's perfect. Okay, so maybe that won't be our starting point when we go into the next session. Let's come back to that later. But thank you so much, Josephine. So this is for everyone to just go through very quickly on myself. I find that I'm so passionate about my career, but when I'm really busy, this is the cornerstone that I tend to lose the ball on, right? So I know, as a yoga instructor, running coach, as your sister, with you sharing all your wonderful, especially on what to eat, I know it, but I easily don't do it. So that's for me one thing that I will be working on. All right, so everyone, just take a moment and reflect on this, and then we'll go on to purpose. So again, it is like about knowing, to really know what it is that I want to do and what makes a difference to you. And the second part again is, am I doing that? And the third part is, so how do I feel about that? What's my emotional aspect?
And purpose is, of course, a big one when it comes to career. And the big caveat that I would really like to ship in here is that around 75%, studies show that around 75% of students leaving a university do not know what their purpose is. People are not, we're not just all of us knowing exactly, passionately what we want to do. If we knew that answer, it would be easy. So we're not saying dig in and find out or you need to know from the start. Rather, it's actually about starting to test. It's starting to do things and then have the self-awareness to then start to dig into, okay, I'm really liking this. I'm not liking that. How can I do more of what I'm passionate about?
Yeah, that actually makes me think of a quote that goes, you detect your purpose rather than, you know, like it's something that you discover throughout your career. So what about you, Josephine? How are you when it comes to the purpose? Do you know what your purpose is?
Yes and no. Like I said in the start, I believe many people that have a career similar to mine, international, UN, NGOs and so on, we're quite driven by a purpose from the start. We mm-hmm. feel that, you know, we want to support, we want to help, mixed with a bit of travel and adventure and all of those other things. However, you can easily end up in a career that the picture of it is fantastic, but then what you're doing day to day might not exactly be filling your purpose.
Yeah.
So here I have started to reflect more and more on what are the things that I really love to do. And I feel that this 6-4 months when we're testing this, I really want to start doing. So testing, doing things differently.
Yeah. So this possibly might be a really good starting point for us when we're getting into the sessions to really start out with the purpose. Awesome. Yeah. So personally, this is something I was lucky to then detect very early on in my career. So I feel I'm pretty clear on knowing and doing and feeling. And I love working with this. And I love also helping other leaders doing that. And for me, the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People that came to me early in my career really made a big difference.
Yes. And also, I think for anyone who's then thinking about the purpose and so on, it's, of course, looking inward and seeing what are the things that you are enjoying. Mm-hmm. And also, I heard an interesting discussion, which I believe is really important, and that is that you also need to listen to your emotions. You might be in a place, you know, and you feel like, oh, I should be happy just because I have a job here, or I should be happy because it's fulfilling this larger purpose. But actually, if you are being told by yourself that there's something wrong, also tune in and listen to that so that you can make the tweak that is necessary.
So you mean that if you are working in the UN on the 32nd floor and in the building in New York, which was your dream since you were 14, and still you hear this little voice telling you that maybe it's not the perfect place, you should listen to that voice. Is that what you're saying?
You should listen to it because it might be telling you that you need to grow in other ways.
Yeah, good.
And if you don't listen to it, then you are maybe wasting your time.
I'm looking forward to talk more about this in the next session.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, so let's go to the third cornerstone, which is about connection, which we also believe is critical for our careers. So what we're going to do when we get to this episode is really looking at what kind of connections we're talking about. What does it mean? Because it's about your network, and there are different forms of networks. And do you know what it takes and what your network should be looking like? And are you doing and working on that? And how do you feel about it?
And also, but I would also add there that the connection also relates to, is your career enabling you to have the connections that you would like to have? So
beautiful.
It goes beyond just the kind of work colleagues. It also might even reflect on your family and your friends.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Will you be able, are you able with your current job to connect with the people that you want to connect with?
Yeah, for sure. So that's like the core. Oh, I can't wait for this episode either, because it's really a lot. So what are you thinking here for you?
Well, one of the reasons that Steve and I, my husband and I, wanted to move to Europe is that we really felt this urge to now start to build a sense of community.
On the right side of the ocean.
On the right side of the ocean. No, but we have these wonderful friends. We have a lot of friends, actually, in the UK. Not so many in Brighton. But
yet.
We have a lot of friends. But our international lives are moving around so much, you lose mm-hmm. out sometimes on that sense of community. And that aspect of connection we felt is really important for us and for the boys and for the family as a whole. So that's one part of connection. The other part is, of course, I'm moving now again. I moved a lot in my life to a completely new place where I'm building a new career. I would say that I know pretty well what are the different steps on how to build connections. We've talked about it before in the podcast. I mean, everything from creating a book club to meeting with the other parents at the kids' new school. I mean, the kids are a great tool for connection, as well as going to certain network events and universities and so on. But certainly, as I'm moving to a new place, it would be great to have a chance to chat a little bit more about, you know, what are the priorities in terms of connection here, especially in terms of a career connection.
Yeah. So networking can be amazing and it can also be exhausting. So
yes.
We will be talking about this on all the different levels.
And that's where I think the support in terms of the doing, because sometimes with connection and networking, like you said, it can be very exhausting. So you might know all of the things that you should be doing, but you actually just end up at home, you know, on the sofa because it's tiring. So that is, I hope, also for anyone who's listening and during the season, we can inspire each other to keep that going.
Perfect. And then we have our fourth cornerstone, which is wealth.
Yes. And that really became clear that this is something that we needed to include in our book and now in our podcast.
Yeah. Saying how, you know, women who did not have their own income, happily married and all of that, are actually kind of stuck in a situation where they need to go and ask their spouse for money.
Yes. So we thought that it's super important. It's super important that whatever you do, I mean, of course, it doesn't need to be so that your job is what brings you wealth, but we think it's really empowering to, of course, have control over your economy and have the freedom that brings. And so wealth is really important. That does not mean that is the key reason why you may or may not be doing your current job, but taking control over your economic situation, that is a successful career for us.
Yeah. And I really think I'm so happy that we have this cornerstone here, because I have seen that this could typically be a female trap. Me included, like, oh, I don't really care about the money. I'm just so excited to be here and do this thing that gives and adds value, right? So we have this bigger passion, maybe like in the purpose. And then we say that the wealth doesn't really matter. But we think it does.
And I think that's so right. And I think that there are so many people also that have the wrong conception that if something comes easy to them, they do not want to charge for it. You know,
yeah.
People that are great at, you know, something like making cupcakes, then they don't want to charge for it because it's so easy to them. Well, it's valuable to someone else, and that's where you might need to charge for it.
Yeah.
But then also just to say that wealth for us is not only economical wealth. Wealth comes from having your health, having your connections, having a purposeful career, and there's a level of wealth connected to that as well.
Yeah, exactly. So those are our four cornerstones, and you find the assessment on our homepage, roosandshine.com.
You're not going to ask me how I'm doing? You're being so polite?
That's
I'm
true.
I'm sure the listeners are dying to hear.
So how are you doing, Josephine, when it comes to wealth?
So I'm starting a completely new career, moving somewhere without a job. Fantastic. No, but what to say on that is I think it's super important now as I go through in a career is also what are the things that you charge for when you build up. So I think the wealth aspect in terms of an income and a job is certainly something to work out the details around. I was feeling a lot of stress lately also because of, you know, just thinking about pensions and future and so on. But there I've been quite active and taking a number of steps lately just to give myself a sense of calm. So I know what steps that need to be taken, but certainly want to hash out the details in regards to how my career is going to bring in that wealth.
Yeah. So to be honest, Josephine, I think you're a role model here in wealth because you've been managing this so well. You've inspired me on how to dig further and look into investment and thinking smart financially. So I'm just excited to learn from you when we get into this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So we've decided now that the first next session is going to be about purpose.
Yes.
And if you want to join us in this journey, there are a few things that you can do to prepare yourself for that session. So, for example, we have a few podcast episodes that we think if you haven't listened to them or if it's been a while, you could go back and listen to them to get a little bit of inspiration.
Yes. So number 46, change your questions, change your life. 27, find your values and act in accordance. 24, how to lead a long and happy life and career. And then our first ever recorded episode, number 1, career and courage.
Yes, where I was still doing the editing, by the way, talking about learning new skills. So if it sounds a little bit weird, it's because we did not have our awesome Philip. All right, so those are 4 episodes that can give you a little bit of insights until the next session. And then we also have 2 books that we'd recommend for you to read.
Yes, Ikigai, which is really about finding that purpose of what is the meaning of life. So really giving you the big perspective. And then, of course, we have to recommend the wonderful 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which also gives loads of practical tools for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So come prepared if you want to, or just come and tune in.
So over the next months, before the next episode, this is really your chance to fill out your assessment and then find the inspiration that you might want to have for your career journey. So listen, read, engage, and also I would say, see if there are other people that want to join you on this career journey. We always know that there's more motivating if there are other people doing the similar things. And we know that there are so many people. I mean, we see it all over our LinkedIn. There are a lot of people saying, because of the situation, I'm looking for new opportunities and reaching out. So maybe share this episode with them to connect.
Yeah, that would be wonderful because we really want to go out there and help everyone in the midst of this career change right now and just see it as an opportunity.
Exactly. And then have your fingers crossed for me doing this move and, you know, sharing all of this with you and hopefully inspiring you on your journey with my journey.
Yes, yes, yes. And I can't wait to talk more about this. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And by the way, stay in touch. Let us know if you have any feedback, if you have any questions or thoughts and reflections that you think is important for us to bring up on our next episode, feel free to do so and we'd be happy to add that in.
So yes, between now and then, now and next time, follow us on our Instagram, Roos and Shine, and also download the Pep Sheets at our roosandshine.com website.
All right, folks, have a wonderful day. Take care.
Take care. Ciao.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.